This is Wisdom Booklet number 41. We are studying Matthew 6, verses 25 and 26. This particular segment of the Greek study will concern a word in verse 25, "be not careful." And we will look at that word as it is found here in our text, and then as it is found other places in Scripture and other places in the secular writings as well. There's an excellent lesson for us to learn, and it applies directly to this Insight Through Investigation passage. Let's pray as we begin. Our Father in heaven, we ask that you would guide our moments together today, that this would be a very special time for many of your people who are studying Greek in this program and who are anxious and who are concerned about cares of life. I pray that this theoretical study of Greek would have very practical applications in the lives of your saints. Minister as I guide us through this material today, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Let's look at the Greek text, Matthew 6, verse 25. I will read the English interlinear words. "Because of this, I say to you, be not careful." This is the imperative mood, present active imperative. It's a command. Do not be careful. In English, it's translated, "take no thought." Would you take your Strong's Concordance and turn to the word thought, the entry for thought? You may have to stop the tape to do that. And then look at the entry immediately below, which is thoughts. And I would like you to count how many different times the English word thought and the English word thoughts, how many times these two are used in the New Testament. Then I want you to come back through that same material and observe how many Greek words are used for thought and how many Greek words are translated thoughts. I've done this and come up with a total of 18 Greek words for thought, and 4 Greek words, Greek entries and Strong's numbering for thoughts. There is one number that is common to the two, so that means there are 17 separate Greek entries, all translated by this one English word, thought, or the plural thoughts. That means this is fertile ground for a word study. Why is one word used in a location and not used in another? What is the distinctive nature of each of these words? And then, as it applies to this text, what is God telling us not to think about? He says, don't take any thought. Do not think. Do not be careful. This will then be a word study. The Greek word, as it is in our text, is meriamnata. It comes from that Greek root word, meriamnao. We learn that fact by looking in our Strong's, observing the numbering, looking at Strong's Concordance, or just looking in this Greek text and using the analytical and then coming to the Englishman's. Two different routes you can take. Both routes end up at the Englishman's entry, meriamnao. Immediately above it is the entry, meriamna, which is the noun entry. So we have the noun and the verb for this word, thought. I observe, looking at the Englishman's Concordance, that there are about 25 times in the New Testament where this noun, meriamna, and the verb, meriamnao, about 25 times where these words are used. And then if you observe the entry for Matthew 6 in the Englishman's, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 6 times where this word, meriamnao, is used in a matter of 10 verses in Matthew 6. That means almost a quarter of the times this word is used in the New Testament, and it's one of but 17 Greek words, but of the quarter of the times it's used in this passage. So not only is this an important word in verse 25, but this is an entry to an important passage in verses 25 through 34. 6 times in these verses, 25 through 34, this verb is used. So verse 25, 27, 28, 31, and twice in verse 34. It becomes a significant word. God says, don't do it. What are we not to do? It is vital that we know the precise working definitions of Greek words in order to correctly follow the commands of the Scripture. If we don't have these precise definitions in mind, we may very easily come to some very false conclusions. And this is an excellent place to observe that fact. Here in verse 25, I believe we have the Lord's inspired commentary on Isaiah, on Psalm number 46:10. The Scripture there says, "Be still and know that I am God." A loose translation of that word, "be still," is relax. Relax and know that I am God. Here in Matthew 6, the Lord is saying, "Be not careful," or "don't worry about the day-to-day matters of life that so frequently absorb our thoughts." If words mean anything, that's exactly what it means. Take no thought concerning eating or drinking or clothing. Why does the Lord tell us not to think about this? I believe the context answers that question. Verse 24, the last sentence of verse 24 says, "You are not able to serve God and mammon." The word "serve" there is the word for slavery. It's an infinitive. We cannot serve two masters. If we are going to serve mammon, if we're going to serve the world system and ourselves, then there will be a great deal of worry and anxiety. However, if we are to serve God, if we're to be His slaves, as it were, His servants, He says, "Don't worry, I'll provide." He will care for all of the affairs of our lives. We serve a great master. Let Him care for us. Let Him provide in His timing, is what this verse is saying. Observe how the verse unfolds. The thing that separates these servants of God from the servants of mammon, of sin, is that God will provide for His own servants. He will provide for His own children. Verses 32 through 34 of this passage prove it. It's His promise. Is He good to His word, or is He not? Now we have this word, merimnao. We're going to study it and observe what He means when He says, "take no thought," because some may erroneously conclude it means don't even think about the future. Let's make no plans. Let's let God take care of us. No, that would be a tragic mistake. We're going to do this word study by observing the Englishman's entries and then applying the knowledge we learn in these other entries to this verse in Matthew 6. For instance, the very last entry under merimnao in the Englishman's Concordance is Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing. Let's turn to Philippians 4 in our Greek text and observe it. Philippians 4:6. Nothing or about nothing, meiden, merimnata, exactly the same word as Matthew 6, about nothing be careful, but in everything by prayer, prosyuke, and by supplication, with thanksgiving, your requests let be made known, and that is an imperative, zesto is an imperative, let these requests be made known to God. Here is the command not to be careful or concerned about anything, and the alternative is to let those be made known to God. God will take care of these things. Verse 7, the peace of God that passes every understanding will guard. That's a future tense verb. It will guard your hearts and your thoughts. Different word for thoughts there, in Christ Jesus. Clearly then, the Scripture interprets Scripture. The precise thought of Philippians 4:6 is be careful for nothing, but take all of these requests, these burdens, these concerns, these cares, take all of these directly to our God, and He promises to keep or to garrison our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. About what are we to have this merimnao, this concern? Nothing. We are not to be concerned. It's His business. Our hymn says, "Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere?" we should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. This word, then, for thought has to do with concerns, troubles, problems, anxieties, worries. Observe where it is also used. In 1 Peter 5:7, that's the entry for the noun form, merimna. 1 Peter 5:7, we learn some other precious truths. Turn there in your Greek text. 1 Peter 5:7, all your cares, merimnan, the care, all of your care, having cast upon him, because with him there is a care concerning you. The Lord here is pleading with us to cast our concerns on him, this humbling process for believers mentioned in verse 6, be humbled under the mighty hand of God. That process often includes the very issues of food, clothing, and shelter that may be withheld for a time and for a purpose. God urges, yea, he commands us to cast these cares upon him because he does care for us. Every issue of life that produces anxiety in us is a reason for us to cast our thoughts on him. Convey every concern of life to him with the expectation of God's peace surrounding our way. Can I give you a good example of a lady who struggled with this? Turn to Luke chapter 10. This is the story of Mary and Martha. Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. I'll read in this interlinear text, Luke 10. And it came to pass, as they proceeded, that he entered into a village, and a certain woman by the name Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who also, having sat down at the feet of Jesus, was listening to his word, to the Logos. But Martha was distracted about with much service. She was distracted, and coming up, she said, Lord, is there no concern with thee that my sister alone has left me to serve? Speak with her that she may help. And answering, said to her Jesus, Martha, here it comes, Martha, thou art careful, there is the word, merim nas. Thou art truly concerned. You are swept up with some important cares. Same word as Matthew 6. You're careful, and you're troubled. There is a parallelism. Expanding care. You are careful, and you are troubled about many things. But of one there is need. And Mary the good part chose, which shall not be taken from her. Here were three verses, then, in Philippians, in 1 Peter, and in Luke, that expand the kind of concerns that we are not to have. We are not to be careful concerning these. We are not at all to dwell on them. These are God's responsibilities, not ours. I hope that this simple word study will lead you into deeper study of the truths of God's Word. He wants to provide for us. He wants us to cast all of our care upon him, for he cares for us.